This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in the newsroom at The Wall Street Journal. And over on Wall Street, Pinterest and Zoom rise in their trading debuts, breaking down another big day as 2019 lives up to its reputation as the year for tech IPOs. More after these tech headlines. Samsung will look into what caused some Galaxy Fold phones issued to tech reviewers to malfunction, casting doubts over the rollout of the industry's first mainstream foldable screen device. Despite multiple tech reviewers reporting problems, Samsung pledged to make the Galaxy Fold device available April 26 in the U.S., stating that there was no change to the release. As the journal reported, some tech reviewers encountered problems after unknowingly peeling off the top layer of the Galaxy Fold's display, effectively tearing off part of the phone's screen, believing it had been a protective cover. It is a hot topic of discussion. You can see here and read more about it at WSJ.com. The journal says Amazon is checking out of China's fiercely competitive domestic e-commerce market. The company told sellers Thursday that it will no longer operate its third-party online marketplace on its Chinese website beginning in July. The decision marks an end to a long struggle by America's e-commerce giants in the Chinese market, entering the Chinese market with great fanfare in the early 2000s, only to struggle in the face of competition from China's faster-moving internet titans. And it turns out that Qualcomm's bet on 5G is paying off. Through more than 2 years of takeover threats and legal strife, the chipmaker trained its focus on the future promises of 5G to promising results. The success of Qualcomm's strategy, accelerating spending on 5G while staring down existential threats, has pushed up the company's stock 38% since Monday's close, hitting highs not seen since 2014. Coming up, it finally happened. Pinterest and Zoom make their trading debuts. Assessing more of a much-hyped tech IPO market after this. Shares of online image board Pinterest and video conferencing firm Zoom Video Communications rose in their trading debuts Thursday, giving the IPO market a boost after the recent high-profile wobble by Lyft. Pinterest stock opened at $23.75, up 25% from its initial public offering price, and one of the most anticipated offerings of a year that may break records in terms of dollars raised. Shares of Zoom opened up at $65, about 81% above their IPO price. Here to break down a very big day on Wall Street is The Wall Street Journal's Maureen Farrell joining us in the podcast studio. Welcome, Maureen.
Thanks for having me.
So how does Thursday's big debut, how does it set the stage for the IPO market going forward? Because I don't know if you've heard, but there's a lot of excitement in the tech IPO space.
I think it sets it up very well. I think a lot of other companies are looking at the performance of a Zoom, of a Pinterest. And I think it's going to, people who are considering it maybe would probably want to go if you see how well these two companies, at least on their first day. And of course, who knows what happens from here. But these were solid to huge debuts. I mean, the pops of Zoom in particular, more than 70%. We've rarely seen that.
That was, I had to kind of do a double take at that figure. I was like, wait, is that normal? It's not.
It's definitely not.
Sort of this darker horse in the running, it seems. How did it shape up other than the big jump there that we saw? And how do you see it shaping up?
I mean, the jump was crazy, not only the first day pop, but when you look at it, 2017 January, it raised capital. It was valued at $1 billion. So even when it went public, before the jump, it went to $10 billion, which is crazy to see in just a little over a year from private to public. And then, you know, it ended the day up even higher. So it's an incredible debut. I think a lot of people in Silicon Valley know the company. They use the video conferencing software.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of other, you know, the broader public didn't know it as well as Pinterest.
Right.
But there's excitement, and it's revenue and financial profile is incredible. The growth is really fast. There's a substantial revenue already, and it has profits.
Yeah. And Pinterest as well, very attractive to investors during its roadshow. What in particular popped for Pinterest?
I think potential investors really like the growth story. It's still growing a lot. Its losses are not as steep as a lot of other tech companies. They're narrowing. They don't necessarily need the cash as much. They're getting much closer. I mean, they're still not profitable, but they're not burning a ton of cash.
Is this unusual for two companies with multi-billion dollar valuations to go public like this on the same day? What do we make of it?
We've seen it before, but not a ton. And they were on each exchange. Zoom was on NASDAQ, Pinterest on the NYSE. I think it just shows how hot the market is and everyone's kind of racing to get out there. So there are only so many days.
Mm-hmm. And having said that, up next is Uber. What else do we have to look forward to? It's still early-ish in the year.
Uber, other names we hear about it around are Slack, Postmates, the delivery service, those alone. And there'll be tons more, but those are three of the big names.
Those seem like the buzziest as of late. Maureen Farrell, it's a busy day, like we said, and we appreciate the time. Thanks so
much. Thank you.
For all the latest details on all things tech IPOs in 2019, follow the latest coverage at WSJ.com. That does it for the Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in the newsroom at The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.